Hey, everyone.
Welcome.
Hello. Welcome to
CITR
101.9.
Was.
Men.
Radio.
Woo! Nice.
Today we have a very special show.
You're really quiet.
I'm sorry.
Austin picked the show this week.
Yeah, this is my show today. The show is Dungeon.
Dungeon themed.
Yes.
Wise Men Radio.
Dungeon. So we will be playing dungeon songs for you. Yeah. I don't know. I just decided this was kind of a weird thing. I just wanted to throw out a word and like take everyone's interpretation of the word dungeon into songs. So that's what we did here today. Got a special lineup for you.
Every week's a special lineup.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
You folks.
Every week, but yeah, that was that little intro there is from a great movie. If you haven't never like been outside your home, it's from Lord of the Rings. Yeah, it's a Minas Morgul theme. So.
Ah.
That was very dungeony, very appropriate to start out the show with.
Indeedy.
It was a pretty smooth transition, if I were to say so myself. Like, I thought I was going to muck something up but out of that last song. But, all right, anyways, we have a cool show lined up for you. We're going to play a classic starting up, coming up right here. If you haven't heard this, then, I mean, you're doing something wrong. It's a personal favorite, top 10 favorite songs. I would have to, for myself.
It's good.
Yeah.
In like the top 500 for me.
All right. Well,
top 1,000. Yeah. It's dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. All right. But, anyways, hopefully this brings you back to elementary school, because it brings me back to an elementary school, riding around at Halloween time. So this is going to be Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. We'll go ahead and play that for you guys.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living. The smash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Hey, welcome back to Wise Men Radio, dungeon-themed edition.
Dungeon.
We're coming at you live from Vancouver, BC.
The dungeon BC out of Vancouver.
We're in the basement.
Boy,
I had a thought earlier today that basements were the contemporary dungeon.
Yes.
Whoa.
You know? some whack shit goes on in basements.
Yeah, you never know it.
I can't say that. anyway, that last song was Dungeon Sound by Grammatic. I thought it was appropriate because it's called Dungeon Sound.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
It's off of his album Street Bangers Volume 3. he is from Slovenia.
Slovenia.
They probably have dungeons there.
Oh, that sounds like a very dungeon.
Yeah, place. They definitely. Think of that. Yeah, they definitely have dungeons. He probably lives in a dungeon.
He doesn't live in a dungeon because he lives in America. He escaped the dungeons. Oh, and that is his musical philosophy. His musical philosophy is freeing music from the dungeon of of controlled downloads. So his ideas, his saying goes. He likes to free music by making music free.
Ooh. Wow.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Realize.
Right, anyway. So coming up next, we have Ramzoid. This kid's from Prince Edward Island in Canada. He's 16 years old.
He's a kid. Not a kid.
A little young.
A wee kid.
But I was kind of just browsing SoundCloud, and I found this song. It's called Safari Zone, but I feel like it gives off a pretty good dungeon-y vibe. So this is Safari Zone by Ramzoid.
All right.
Thank you. put your hand down, boy. Welcome to my zoo. Put your head inside my big black wild wild. I can still help you. See the snake baboon. Funky she can't spoon. Honey, can you spy the divine Ipswine? Cause he can't see.
Proud of your faculty? Like athletics? Come to the Faculty Cup, a friendly inter-faculty competition where teams will compete against one another in a series of sports and games. Meet your classmates and share your game face on Thursday, January 29th at the Student Rec Center in War Memorial Gym. To learn more, follow UBC Faculty Cup on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Dungeon Week.
Dungeon Week.
Dungeons from the basement.
So that last
song was that?
The last song was Glass Animals.
Nice.
Yeah, Glass Animals. Me and Galen saw Glass Animals. That song was Toes by Glass Animals.
How many times can you say Glass Animals in 2 minutes?
I don't know. Glass Animals.
Glass Animals.
Glass Animals. But anyways, we saw the grass animals at the I don't actually know where we saw them at. Probably the Biltmore. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Biltmore.
Yeah,
it was, that place is cool.
Or I think also,
what is the Biltmore other than a concert place?
Cool.
It's a dungeon.
It's a dungeon.
It's in the basement.
Everything's a dungeon.
It's very dungeony in there.
Oh man.
Very cool way.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
We did something fun last night.
Yeah.
We have one of our roommates is Scottish, and there's a holiday there called Burns Night, which we were unaware of.
Yeah, until recently.
Last night. basically, a few hundred years ago, this guy named Robert Burns died too soon. And
he's a poet.
Robert Burns was a poet, and he was also Scottish, and he was probably the only real good thing going on in Scotland around that time. So they wanted a holiday for him. And so basically what you do is you eat haggis, drink scotch, eat neeps, which is like turnips, and read Robert Burns.
And don't forget the potatoes.
Yeah,
and
lots potatoes. Of potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah.
Anyway, if you've ever had haggis, if you've ever not had haggis, you probably don't have haggis.
It's so bad.
Yeah,
it's
not don't, that good. Don't try it unless you're forced to. And yeah. Unless it's, or Burns, it's Night.
Burns Night. Yeah. It's appropriate.
It's like mixed meats, mixed lamb intestine inside a stomach.
Lamb stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our friend, or one of our roommates, we paid him $30 to eat the stomach, which he did.
It was disgusting.
It was.
He said it wasn't bad. He said it was a bit chewy.
Yeah.
God, I could never imagine that.
The haggis didn't smell very great. Smell.
My room, which is so far away from the kitchen, smelled like haggis.
My room, which was inside the kitchen, smells like haggis.
Anyway, a lot. We're bringing Burns Night to day two.
Yes.
And we're going to read a Robert Burns poem for you.
Yeah.
A short one.
What is it called?
It is called Bonnie Dundee.
Yes. So are we going to switch off every line?
Yeah, every line we'll switch off. And we're going to read it in dungeon voices.
Oh, yeah. As how it should be written.
My blessings upon thy sweet wee lippy.
My blessing upon thy eerie bree.
Thy smiles are sigh. Like my blithe soldier laddie. Thou's I the dearer and dearer to me.
But I'll big a bower on your yonny bonny banks.
Where tie rins womplin by say clear. And I'll cleed thee in the tartan say fine.
And mock thee a man like thy daddy be.
Robert Burns. So the content wise, it's not a very dungeony verse,
but you know, our hopefully our pirate / dungeon voices helped us help the dungeon vibes here, you know.
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah.
Anyway, so hopefully that got you stoked on Burns Night. Hopefully the stoke lasts you another year.
Yeah, you gotta keep the stoke up all year.
You gotta work your way up to that haggis.
Yeah, it's all building up to that one lamb stomach.
You really gotta prepare to eat that stomach.
Mentally.
Anyway.
Well, coming up next, we have a song by Flying Lotus. Flying Lotus is he's a old school electronic hip hop artist that's really known in the Los Angeles, California region. And
West Coast.
Ooh. No. I'm not a West Coast person, but I really like Flying Lotus' stuff. If you want to really get a good taste for him, you should definitely check out his SoundCloud. He has a lot of really unique mashups, artists, collabs, that kind of stuff. But the song that I chose is called Cronus the Terminator, and it's a pretty dramatic, epic, dungeony song that I think you guys will all enjoy.
West Coast Collective.
Yeah. Thank you.
Troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money, the one you love has deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Yes, how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Welcome back to Dungeon.
Dungeon
Week.
On Wise Men Radio.
101.9.
Yeah, Neil, you're catching on.
I had to add that.
Okay. All right, so that last song was MGMT song of... I always get the name of the song wrong because the band of Monsters and Men, you know, like it's similar to that, but it's of,
not though. What is it?
It's of monsters, birds, of moons, monsters and birds.
Of moons, birds and monsters.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. But yeah, that's a pretty dungeony song.
Why is it dungeony to you?
Oh man, you sit there in the dungeon. You just lock yourself in a dungeon and listen to that song.
Are you locking yourself in this dungeon or is someone else doing that?
Well, I mean,
I feel like you wouldn't lock yourself in a dungeon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it kind of does defeat the purpose of a dungeon.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can do whatever you want to yourself in a dungeon.
So okay. Well, anyway.
All right, but anyways, yes. So this is Dungeon Week, so we thought it would be appropriate. Yes,
dungeon facts.
Dungeon facts. So I did a little research on dungeons myself, and it turns out that most dungeons in the world are from England.
Is there like a international dungeon count or something?
No, but like the most deadly and fearsome ones are in England and Germany.
Okay,
so like. I don't know. It's. I think the dungeon to castle ratio works in the favor. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know.
So you're saying because there's a lot of castles in England, there's going to be a lot of dungeons there?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant to say.
The real question is, are the dungeons still in use?
I think that's up to the castle owner.
Mm.
Yeah, but in the medieval days, they... I read like my very extensive dungeon research here led me to a single outline fact that in medieval dungeons, the bards of the dungeons, which are kind of like the owners of the dungeon or like noblemen, they would go out and find other competing dungeon owner or castle owners. Children and hide them in their own dungeon.
What?
So it would just be like a big game of like
dungeon wars.
Hide everyone's children.
Oh my god!
I didn't go seek dungeon version.
Yeah, so I think that's why there's probably lots of castle wars and stuff like that. I don't know.
I just decided there's better places to put a dungeon than in a castle.
Like where?
In a volcano.
A volcanic dungeon?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty scary.
Yeah, exactly. Man, at the bottom of the ocean, some Mariana Trench dungeon.
That'd be scary.
That's the point of a dungeon,
right?
Yeah, because
you wouldn't want to get out.
You couldn't get out.
Yeah, because either way,
there's a lot of water pressure.
Yeah.
So I don't think you could get out.
The bars, man, the bars. Barometric pressures.
But yeah, I don't know. Castles are not that scary compared to volcanoes in the Mariana Trench. I'm just saying.
That's very true.
Space is a good dungeon place.
Yeah, but I mean, like, is it really a dungeon if it's in space, though?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just a pod in space that you can't leave?
It's dungeon.
Yeah. Okay.
What about Oakland?
Yeah,
California.
You could put a dungeon there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty scary.
You could do it.
But anyways,
do you have more dungeon facts?
I don't know. Toto? Yeah, I mean, the purpose of the dungeon was basically just to steal other people's children. And
do you think there could be a happy dungeon? Like, could you have a dungeon party?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
because I've been wrestling with this for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah. it's been eating away at me. I don't know.
Can you have a good time in a dungeon?
Come find out.
I think you can look towards Game of Thrones. Might have some.
Yeah, they've got to have some good times.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song for you. This is from the artist Candle. She's a Canadian artist.
Nice.
I don't know much about her. I found her like last week and I thought she was pretty cool.
Very dungeony.
Yeah, I mean like this is the sort of music that I would make if I were just like after escaping a dungeon, I'd be like, "All right, time to like grab a big thing of whiskey or something and just like
make this song
right here.
This is like
post dungeon
music.
Yeah,
you probably should have played this last.
Why?
Because
show music.
Well, you're escaping the dungeon now.
Okay, and then you're gonna be put back in the dungeon after this song.
It's false hope. False hope.
Here's your moment of false hope.
All right,
enjoy that.
Control Me by Candle.
Yeah. is a rat race to riches. And if your parents love you, they can spend a G at Christmas. It seems we listen to crooked politicians, dancing like their puppets, but it's how we were conditioned. Buy a new Nissan, support your local sports team. The one eye's got a leash on how you're shaping your dreams. Man, we're so plugged in, and we don't even know where we could change the ways we're stuck in. But we'd rather remote control it. Nancy has no grace, and Larry's not a king. There is nothing free when Oprah's on your television screen. You see, we sacrifice our judgment for opinions of the rich, like being poor is a disease and they just want to keep us sick. I don't mean poor as a financial statement, I mean ignorant, afraid, and undereducated. Misinformed, closed-minded, full of propaganda. Come on, little fishy, television has the answer.
Enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. I'm just living my dream. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com. Everybody who should live it, live it, live it. Go and get it, you should live it, live it, live it.
In 2004, Frank Warren handed out 3,000 self-addressed postcards to strangers, prompting them to share their secrets. These postcards were collected on his blog, and now Post Secret has become a collaborative movement for millions of unheard voices. This January, Vancouver artists TJ Daw, Khalil Ashanti, and Justin Suds will help bring Post Secret to life as a visual auditory journey through the emotions of our inner life. With music from Mario Vira and multimedia projection, Post Secret makes its Canadian premiere from January 20th to February 7th at the Firehall Center in downtown Vancouver. For pricing, showtimes, and more information about Post Secret, the show, please visit firehallartcenter.ca.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio. Dungeon themed.
Dungeon week.
Dungeon week.
I like how we have started out every like talking segment with that.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
Well, because it's really fun to say dungeon, in a dungeon-y voice.
Yeah.
That was kind of a dungeon-y song you heard just there. That was Matt Brevner's Fishes featuring Irma Leduce off his new album, 2012 album, The Bushido Project. Matt Brevner is kind of known for revitalizing Vancouver's underground hip-hop scene. He's kind of got an interesting style. His music videos are pretty neat. You should check him out. Shouts to Gary Fisher.
Gary!
For showing me the magic of Matt Brevner.
Mm.
His album called The Bushido Project was named after the... Bushido, the word Bushido, Japanese word Bushido, which means way of the samurai, which loosely translates to chivalry, I'm going to tie this full circle,
all right.
Which was very important to the Knights of England.
Steeple formation.
All right.
I remember learning this in grade 10 history. That the knights were very chivalrous people, who also got put in dungeons.
Ooh, here I am. I'm gonna throw this like completely full circle too.
Oh, you're gonna do another circle?
Oh, we're doing more circles.
I'm starting to get dizzy
right,
already.
This is meta right here.
Okay.
All right. So in elementary school, I went to our mascot was the Mighty Knights.
I forgot, yeah.
But and then the Monster Mash is like elementary school.
Woo!
Dungeon. And elementary school could be a dungeon. I don't know.
Wow.
Wow. Dungeons.
That is so
Dungeons,
deep.
Man.
I'm dizzy.
It's like four levels too deep.
Oh, man. We're in way too deep.
All right. So coming up next is a Deadmau5 song that you probably haven't heard of. Maybe you have. Yes, of course. most people think Deadmau5 and they think just straight 128 BPM house with little changes, kind of boring stuff. But he actually did the song with Cypress Hill, who's a pretty big...
Oh, I know what song this is.
It's a pretty good rap collective. They're
oh, I don't think I like this song.
I don't like this song either.
It's Fail Bait by Deadmau5. It's a... I feel like it's kind of dungeony, but it's up for your interpretation. So this is Fail Bait by Deadmau5.
Oh, man.
It won't play.
LOL, just kidding.
It's not an MP3.
Galen gave me the wrong file, so we're going to play a different
stroke
song.
Of luck.
Yeah, we really saved that one.
If you're really into Deadmau5 and Cypress Hill, you can look it up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
More or less.
however, luckily we have a better song to play for you.
I don't think so.
The backup song.
This is by an artist that we saw, me and Melvin saw.
Is this going to be our last song?
It might be.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Yeah. This might be our last song, yeah. So, if you don't hear from us again, then we left.
We got taken away to the dungeon.
Yeah, we're probably in a dungeon. yeah.
In England or Germany.
But we had a good time today.
Yeah, it was very dungeon-tastic. I don't know. That was
yeah,
bad.
It's a word.
That was bad.
No,
I'm
it's a
sorry.
Word.
But yeah.
Check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, Wisemen Radio.
Yeah, www.wisemenradio.com.
.com. Dinosaurs
just
rule.
Kidding, we're on Facebook.
Yeah.
Not the World Wide Web.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know how to find us besides searching us. Wisemen Radio.
It's with a Z.
Yeah, Wisemen with a Z.
But if you like us, then that's pretty cool. I mean, we do a lot of cool things. Actually, we haven't done anything cool on there. Well,
we will.
Yeah.
But you can like give us suggestions and stuff for themes.
Yeah.
Because we want to make this a show for the people, for our listeners.
Yeah.
Because we appreciate it.
So yeah, if you ended up listening to that Deadmau5 song, you can tell Galen how awful it was on our Facebook. So,
anyway, here's our last song.
Yeah, it's Whispers to Rockefeller by Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars. Pretty cool song.
Rocket one. long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
A well-known pimp. Narcotics king. Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from